From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoma's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, Assistant Features Copy Editor.
Hi, Penny.
Are you doing well today, Don?
Doing fine.
And today is Halloween.
Ooh.
I like your costume.
Thanks.
We were invited by Fox to take a sneak peek at the Simpsons annual Treehouse of Horror Halloween episode that sometimes premieres after Halloween, which is the case this year. This will be the 19th installment of Treehouse of Horror, and it premieres at 7 p.m. Sunday, November 2nd on Fox. Don, I understand this wasn't your favorite Treehouse of Horror episode.
No, I've just seen a few in the past out of 19, so I'm not, a big expert, but I have watched The Simpsons over the years, and I don't know, to me it just didn't have the edge that a lot of the Simpsons shows have had in the past.
You didn't think so? I thought that it was quite edgy myself.
Oh, okay. Tell me what you thought.
Well, first of all, let's explain to the listeners, the first Treehouse of Horror actually was the third episode of The Simpsons' second season and premiered October 25th, 1990. And these Halloween specials all consist of three separate self-contained segments, always involving The Simpsons in some kind of horror, science fiction, supernatural parody.
Mm-hmm.
And this one opened with a tale called Untitled Robot Parody that kind of resembled the Transformers movie and TV series. And it was quite violent for an animated series.
Well, it's nothing you wouldn't expect from the Simpsons.
True.
I mean, you had your usual, people puking and things like that. So that's sort of par for the course in the Simpsons.
Yeah. Well, what happens is Bart buys Lisa a knockoff of a Malibu Stacy convertible,
right.
And this car turns into a transformer and gets all of Lisa's other toys to transform. And then next thing you know, there's these giant robots taking over Springfield.
Right, and there's a showdown between two of the biggest Transformer robots, and that's quite interesting.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't my favorite.
No, what was your favorite?
Well, let's talk about the second one.
The second segment of the show was called How to Get Ahead in Deadvertising.
And it, of course, kind of parodied the Emmy Award-winning drama Mad Men.
Right, right.
And
you want to sum it up?
Yeah. Homer accidentally kills Krusty the Clown. And then Krusty's crooked lawyer enlists Homer to kill off other celebrities so that their likenesses can be exploited free of charge.
And this one, to me, I thought was probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get a glimpse of celebrity heaven, and all of the celebrities who have expired, and
that Homer knocked off,
yeah.
Like George Clooney was one.
Yeah, John Wayne. It was really amusing.
So that was your favorite?
I think so. Quite a few laughs in it.
It was good, but it still wasn't my favorite.
Okay.
My favorite was the third segment called It's the Grand Pumpkin Millhouse,
yeah.
Which you can imagine was a take on the popular Halloween Christmas Charlie Brown Halloween special.
Right.
I said Christmas, meant Halloween.
The Great Pumpkin.
The Great Pumpkin, mm-hmm. Charlie Brown.
But this one involved, of course, the Simpsons kids and others.
Uh-huh. And surely people have seen the clips leading up to the episode with the... Marge sounding like, the teacher or an adult in the Charlie Brown specials, but mm-hmm. actually she's just practicing her trombone.
Trombone, yeah. That was pretty funny.
So I thought that was funny. And, of course, they apparently got permission to use the original, Peanuts theme music.
Right.
Which is always a treat to hear.
Right. It was really amusing. It was a close knockoff of the Charlie Brown special, but with the Simpsons, edge to it, and it was funny.
Yeah. It was my favorite.
Okay.
And as an extra special treat, the first episode opened with Homer attempting to cast his ballot for the 2008 presidential election.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He goes into the voting booth.
Mm-hmm.
And... he has a choice. McCain or Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens?
He votes for Obama, and it records a vote for McCain. So he does it again,
yeah.
And it records another vote for McCain. And what else happened on that?
Well, in the end of the introduction, it kind of leads us into the whole Halloween theme, because Homer gets sucked into the voting machine and gets spit out, and it's not a pleasant sight.
But as Don said, we've come to expect that from this popular animated series, The Simpsons. So check it out Sunday, 7 p.m., November 2nd on Fox. And that's a wrap for this week. We will return in 2 weeks to discuss another upcoming program, but feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime at your convenience.